This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, remember, years ago, there was a study where I believe they had a bunch of college-age guys put their hand in ice water. And they allowed some to cuss and some to not. And the guys that were allowed to cuss were able to keep their hands submerged in the ice water longer. I've always found cursing to be therapeutic. It's always been my go-to. I act like I was always a troublemaker in school, but I really wasn't a troublemaker. Okay, I got good grades. I was kind of a good student. I mean, I went to 12 different schools, and so, you know, I really had to kind of, because my folks moved a lot, I really had to kind of just, you know, buckle down, and if I wanted to be at the top of my class, I had to kind of learn the landscape and then get my act together. But where I got in trouble and where I got sent to the vice principal's office or the principal's office or had to go up and get spanked, our teachers used to spank back then. In both the Clark County School District and the Maricopa County School District, you would go up and get a paddle. It was like during a couple year period, I remember. And that would happen to me, because they would catch me cursing. And the funny thing is I don't know where my origins of cursing came from because, you know, my mom's, command of English is fantastic. My father, though, he English was a second language. His English wasn't that good. But he really knew the cuss words. And I preferred having conversations with my dad than my mom. Not that my dad would allow me to curse, but I wanted to emulate my dad more than my mom for some reason. And so cursing to me was, my go-to. And I don't know why. It's just something I've always done. And so now we have another study where it was actually, this study was sponsored by Nurofen. Nurofen is a company that also looks at, I believe, using ibuprofen as pain medication. So it is a pharmaceutical company. And they looked at swearing and the pain benefits if it increased the pain tolerance. But what was different about this study than the previous studies is they were like, well, wait a second. What if we made up curse words? And if we made up curse words, would they have the same effect as, like, the F-bomb? And it didn't. Okay, I think they used the word fouch and twist stick, something like that. And I hear people, you know, go, oh, man, shut the front door. And to me, that works. If you say it enough, okay, you could kind of embrace it and interweave it in with your vernacular as a cuss word. Donald Duck. I would say Donald Duck if I couldn't find a curse word, but Donald Duck just wasn't that satisfying. Fire truck. You know, a lot of parents will teach your kids, say fire truck when you drop something. Oh, no. Just doesn't have the same oomph. So this study looked at pain tolerance and found that making up twist, pipe, and fouch just didn't have the same effect when it was using, as they said here, the F-bomb. So what is it? Why is cursing, you know, so, one, addictive and bad? I mean, that was my question, okay? You know, in the Bible, you can't say the Lord's name in vain. But S words, that to me has nothing to do with the Lord. So if if the dog took a crap dump, right? And you call it dog blank. To me, that has nothing to do with the Lord. That has nothing to do with the Bible. I'm not doing anything sacrilegious. And so that's why I took those words on. I don't like any of the GD phrases. I think that is swearing. But curse words have been around for a very, very long time. I actually wrote a paper on this. It's on my, not a research paper, but it's on my email, it's on my Facebook and Twitter, on some of the origins of curse words. So basically, profane comes from the Latin word profanus. And I'm being all kind of Oxford Dictionary here. And technically, the definition of a curse word is not relating to that which is sacred or religious, secular, of a person or their behavior, not respectful of a religious practice. So in the olden days, they decided to take a curse word and define you as basically being unreligious. And the funny thing is when I was growing up, same thing. My parents would not let us curse because they're like, we're religious. That's something we don't do. And I'm like, but these words have nothing to do with the Bible. So in a way, we kind of adopted it as, well, this is a behavior. And if we are going to live this certain behavior, we're not going to use the foul language. But what makes a word foul? You know, right now there's a lot of terms that are racist and they're worse than cuss words. And they're just words we just don't say. It's now our new religion. So the point I'm trying to make is this is very fluid. This is very viscous. This is very, it's evolving. So any word that you use right now could turn around and be a curse word. They think that the very first curse word spoken was in the 15th century. And I'm not surprised, right? Because, you know, people probably dropped a rock, slipped and fell. But they think that's where the first word was. I don't have what the first word was. My guess is, you know, it would have probably had some, you know, big accent. They think the S word, for poop, okay, comes from the old English S-C-I-T-T-E, sit, for purging diarrhea. So if somebody had that, a lot of German words sound like a lot of our cuss words. So they think there was some German ancestry. The F word they thought was Germanic. They thought it kind of was related to the Dutch, German, and Swedish words to strike or to move back and forth. And so that's where that word came from. The B word, it was supposed to be for female dog. All right. But in the 1400s, they started to use it to talk about women. So why do we curse? I mean, personally, I think a lot of us want to feel bad a little bit. Some of us know if it's a word that people don't like in society, you know, we'll say it, right? A lot of times it's to rebel. And sometimes it's a weapon. I mean, if I'm really mad at somebody, but I don't want to hit them, I'll curse and they'll know that I'm, you know, slinging arrows at them. So, but does it help you get through pain? Absolutely. So if you're in labor or having surgery and the anesthesia's not working, just curse. 1-877, Dr. Dolly.
Hey guys, Dr. Dolly here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so we just learned that ex-Giants offensive lineman Mitch Petras has died of heat stroke. He's only 32 years old, and he died of the heat stroke while working outside his family store in Arkansas. The quote-unquote real feel or heat index temperatures were over 100 degrees. And all he did was work outside all day. Felt fine, strong guy, dies of heat stroke. Now, we are facing probably one of the biggest heat waves. And I think a lot of us underestimate what that could do. Apparently, by the way, the temperature in Little Rock at the time was 92 degrees. But it had that real feel or that heat index of 100 plus because of the humidity. And so I'm not exactly sure what type of work he was doing. But he went into heat stroke and died. And we're talking about a football player, pretty healthy, muscular, robust guy. So we are looking at a heat wave this weekend. They say temperatures are going to soar most of the East Coast and the Midwest. We're here in the West, so we've been already over 100. That's like no surprise to us. But you have a lot of people that are preparing for that, that's going to feel it. And in fact, they say that the number one killer of weather-related injuries isn't hurricane, isn't earthquake, it's heat. They say elderly and chronically ill people are at the greatest risk, but healthy people also. They say heat illnesses kill more people every year than any other weather event. Fans may not be sufficient, they say. So how many people die each year? On average, 658. High temperatures are the top weather-related cause of death. And they say this year it's supposed to be the hottest the world has ever seen. They're saying it's because the planet's temperature is rising. I don't know, because we've also had some real cold days. We've had some cold vortexes, so I don't know. But some people are reporting record-breaking temperatures. Detroit, I think their last record was 97 degrees in 1977. Cleveland was 98 degrees in 1930. Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, back in 1991, they were up to 101 degrees. Baltimore, back in 1930, was 102 degrees. In New York, they were about 100 degrees in 101 degrees in the 80s, 1980. Hartford, Connecticut, 1991, they were at 100 degrees. Boston, 99 degrees back in 1991. Portland went up to 96 degrees in 1949. Now, I'm looking at these numbers, and I'm like, well, there must have been a heat wave in the 30s and the 40s, but nobody's saying that. So meteorologists expect temperatures in Washington, D.C. to get as high as those in California's Death Valley. So 185 million people are going to be at risk for heat illness. So Dr. Allison Hufstetler, a family practitioner and professor at Georgetown, said people who are on diuretics are probably at high risk because they lower the blood pressure and they cause you to be dehydrated. Now, 55 million people in the U.S. take some form of blood pressure medication, right? A third have like pre-high blood pressure, high blood pressure. So if many of you guys were on diuretics, see, I don't put anybody, I used to not want anybody on diuretics if they lived in Las Vegas or a hot area, because I think that just dehydrates you. And if your cause of high blood pressure isn't necessarily overhydration, I'm like, why are you on it? So in 2000, D.C. had a week of 100-degree days. By 2050, they're expected to have 6 weeks worth of 100-degree days. So they say younger, fitter people who work outside, just like the football player, or confined spaces without air conditioning or doing athletics, are at high risk. They tend to be active, they're weekend warriors, they're more acclimated. Unfortunately, they're the ones that could unfortunately be more at risk. So what do we recommend? Well, if you're going to do your workouts, do it when it's cooler. Stay indoors. Make sure your air conditioning is working. If not, you might have to use fans. Not that that would really do the trick. You might have to put cold towels on you. You got to be careful of hypothermia. I mean, you know, make sure once you get cold to take the towels off your, you know, loved ones. But, you know, the biggest thing you have to do is hydrate. And so symptoms of heat illness, especially when mild, are, no, you're tired. You could get cramps in the arms and legs. You could get a little dizzy. So you might feel hungry. You know, you might not know that that's what's going on. So cool compresses or cold compresses will probably help you the most if you don't have air conditioning. Dr. Hufstetler advises that if someone's temperature stays above 104 degrees for over an hour, for 30 minutes, they may have a heart condition. Or if they have a heart condition, they need medical attention. So hyperthermia, where your body temperature rises, can be very, very scary. So when in doubt, you can also check a temperature. But a lot of people don't have thermometers. It blows my mind how many people don't have thermometers or things in their house to kind of, you know, tell if their kids are sick or family members are sick. Don't just feel them, because you're going to be warm. So putting your hand on their head doesn't always work. But when in doubt, get it checked out. Heat stroke can happen. And with heat stroke, that's when somebody's really confused, overly dehydrated, heart rate is up because they're trying to now increase their cardiac output, and heat stroke, unfortunately, you could die within minutes. So what you do, if that's the case, is you bring the victim indoors, get them out of the sunlight, lie them down, remove any unnecessary clothing, cool their body with cool compresses. I like to put them near the neck, not near the arteries of the neck, but behind the neck, under the arms, in the groin area. You can't give them fluids if they seem to be unconscious. They'll just aspirate. By the way, do not give them Tylenol. A lot of people think if somebody has a fever or they're hot, give them Tylenol. That could be heat illness. No. Don't be doing that because, remember, they're dehydrated and the liver may not be working well. That's just going to stress the liver. So what medications put you at risk? Well, diuretics, vasodilators, beta blockers. So if you're on toprol or metoprolol, atenolol, those things could put you at risk. If you're on hydrochlorothiazide, any sort of diazide, any of your blood pressure medication that has HCTZ attached to it, if you're on zestiretic, anything that says etic is a diuretic, you got to be careful with that. Nitrates, if you're on nitrates that dilate the blood vessels, that could do it too. So they say there are some things you need to avoid. Daily Mail kind of lists some foods you can eat and foods you can't eat. So foods you could eat, obviously, drink water, Gatorade, electrolytes, Pedialyte. But they say watermelon has a lot of extra fluid, strawberries, iceberg lettuce, melons, cucumbers. But what should you stay away from? Well, you got to stay away from foods that are salty or foods with alcohol or that could dehydrate you. So do not be drinking coffee during a heat wave or tea, soda, coffee, tea, soda, pop, pee, soda, beer, wine, any liquor. They said avoid soy sauce. They suggest avoiding meat because a lot of meats are salty, asparagus, popcorn, salted chips, and salsa. See, I'm going to get out of the heat and I'm going to go see Lion King. I'm really excited about seeing Lion King, right? And Hakuna Matata. So I'm going to go see Lion King and we're going to probably get some popcorn and we're probably going to get some soda. But then I go outside, walk to the car, not the best thing. So water, water, water. Also, have plan B and plan C. If you lose your air conditioning, do you have a buddy that you guys could camp at? Is there a hotel room you guys could go to? If you guys have the type of house or apartment where things always go wrong, you might want to just get out of Dodge. Or you might want to do a staycation at a place where you know the air conditioning is going to work. They got backup generators and all that. You got to remember your pets are at risk. Your pets could be at high risk. So you got to get the pets out of the heat. And if you think you're going to lose your air conditioning, you got to bring them to a kennel. But pets will heat stroke. We had a pet that heat stroked. I don't know how the pet got outside. I'm not exactly sure what happened. But the pet, I came home from school, and the pet was just breathing really rapidly. And so we took him to the vet, and the vet put him to sleep. I don't remember. I was really, really young at the time. So I'm not sure. Maybe they went outside to the doggy door. My guess is the dogs go out the doggy door and they potty. Then the dog might have started playing. Dog got confused. Didn't know how to get back through the doggy door. Didn't think about it. Stayed out in the heat. Because when you're confused, you just sit out there. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Deputy Attorney General Jeff Rosen held a news conference at the Justice Department on Friday to provide an update on the implementation of a bipartisan criminal justice reform measure President Trump signed into law last December called the First Step Act. Rosen says,
starting today, at prisons around the country, nearly 3,100 inmates are being released from BOP custody due to the increase in good time credits applied to reduce their sentences under the First Step Act.
White House senior advisor Ivanka Trump is taking a tour of a job retraining center in Iowa. The president's first daughter joins a roundtable discussion on how to prepare Americans for jobs of the future.
So this is a great climate, a great opportunity, but it brings to bear a unique challenge, which is the fact that people need skilled workers.
This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
We're back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So Berkeley, California is, I guess, removing all gendered language from the city. Apparently, a city council member said a male-centric municipal code does not reflect the reality of the city of Berkeley. So you know how you have those manholes that they call the manholes? I didn't know they were called manholes. I just called them street holes. But I guess manholes, you can't use that term manhole anymore. Firemen, you can't call them firemen anymore. They'll have to be firefighters. Which, by the way, I think we're already doing. You know, go talk to the friendly policeman. You got to call it a police person. So the city, Berkeley, which is kind of known for their, you know, progressive movements, is going to remove all gendered language from its city code. Manholes are going to be known as maintenance holes. They're going to replace all instances of he and she in the city code with gender-neutral they. Man-made is not going to be called as man-made anymore. It's going to be called artificial. which I don't think is a correct alternative. You know, maybe say human-made. I don't know if I would say man-made artificial. Man makes urine. That's not artificial. Man makes poop. That's not artificial. So I think we're going to have to change that. All instances of men and women will be replaced by people. So even if it says men and women to be inclusive, because of some people not identifying as a man or a woman, then they could feel included with people. They say other governing bodies have done the same thing. In 2008, the European Parliament adopted gender-neutral language. Canada's Department of Justice includes gender-neutral language. Say not only is it respectful, but also more accurate. 2018, Canada even changed the lyrics of their national anthem. I guess in, oh, Canada, there's this lyrics, All Thy Sons with All of Us. So they changed all Thy Sons with All of Us. And I get that. You know, I get that. You know, these male-dominated lyrics and terms. But the problem is I think some people are calling something male-dominant when it's not. You know, like, okay, I want you to man your post. I don't think of, okay, he's manning this post, or she's manning that post. Manning, I just think it means put a human there. In Spanish, you know, like, hermano, mano, like for hermano, hermano, hermano for brother, is, mano, it's like a term of endearment. So then what I'm wondering is, does the Hispanic language have to change? You know, we don't use articles, direct articles or definitive articles or what a book in Spanish is El Libro. So it's male. Agua is female, so it's La Agua, the water. Right? Or La Escuela, the school. So that has a female article, the law, in front of it. So what I'm interested in is seeing is how do the Latin, even French, the Romance languages adopt if these words are male, female. And the funny thing is when you learn a foreign language in school and you're like, why is El Libro male and Agua female? There's really no answer to that because it doesn't mean female or male. It doesn't have anything to do with testicles and ovaries. It's just the way the language was made, and it just is the way it flows, and that's just the way the language is. And so I don't get insulted if, you know, somebody, you know, says, La Manana. And that has a female, you know, ending. Ends in, you know, A's in Spanish mean female. Libro, O in male. I mean, I don't get insulted by that. It's a language. That's the way the language is. So I'm kind of wondering what's going to happen with that. 2013, the Washington governor, and now 2020 Democratic hopeful Jay Inslee, signed a law in his state to adopt gender-neutral language. The law is a part of a six-year effort by the state to go through their legislation. They're going to replace fishermen with fisher. So he or she or they are fishers. I kind of get that, to fish. I get it. Washington passed a law, actually, back in 1983 to write statutes with gender-neutral language when possible in an effort to rid the state's legislation of gender bias. So Berkeley has a similar goal. They said it is... They say to change the city code, it's going to cost $600. So they think that's all it's going to cost. And then they're going to review next week, and then it'll go and take place in August. I would just not say man-made is artificial. I would say man-made is made by human. But then human, are they going to change the term human? Manage. Manager. That has nothing to do with man versus woman to me, but according to this, it could be. Now, in 2017, California became the first state to allow non-binary gender markers on birth certificates. Then Oregon allowed residents to be identified by a gender marker other than F or M on their driver's licenses. Again, as a doctor, where this gets tricky is I need to know if you have ovaries or testicles. And so as long as I don't mind whatever they, you know, people want to do in terms of their driver's license or birth certificates or whatever, just when you see your medical provider, make sure they are allowed to, without any repercussions, have on the chart if you are XX or XY. Because if you have ovaries and you don't let the doctor know and they become cancerous, you know, you'll still be able to sue the doctor because the doctor didn't do a thorough exam. But if the doctor was not even allowed to ask or put a designation for the next doctor that you actually have ovaries still in there, then that's a problem. So I have no problem with, you know, not forcing people to choose if they're male or female. I do have a problem with forcing it if a child wants to identify. So the other issue we have is you have some kids that want to, you know, they want to go to the girls' room. They want to be part of the girls. You want the boys being part of boys, you know, and they want to be a part of a club or a tribe, okay, this tribalism. And, I mean, that's what, you know, cowboy fans. Cowboy fans, you're a cowboy fan. You know, with the good and the bad, you take it. You know? You're not going to be a Redskin fan, probably, if you're a cowboy fan. Probably not going to happen. But that's not considered racist or, you know, gender insensitive. You know, because if you're a cowboy fan, you're a cowboy fan. Even though we make fun of, I mean, if you ever watch sports, if you took out the whole premise of it being sports, you would be like, we are violating every single rule that we now do in the 2010s. You're making fun of others. You're trying to promote supremacy. But that's what sports fans do. But if it's sports, it's okay. But if the girls are like, woo, you know, we got the girls club, you got the boys club, you can't do that. Well, groups, people like to be a part of groups. You know, we want to individualize everybody and allow everybody to have their individual traits and their individual strengths. But sometimes the only way you see that is in a group setting. So if a child wants to identify as a boy or girl, we should allow that too. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95. And their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We're back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, we got another vape pen explosion. Oh, boy. This man here, he was in England, and he was using a vape pen, and it exploded like a rocket, he says, leaving him with severe burns on his leg. 52-year-old David Charlton began vaping about 8 years ago, had purchased an unbranded variety from a high-end store. So it wasn't, you know, one of these, I don't know, you know, internet, buy our product, it's, you know, American made or whatever. And he had arrived at work when he heard fizzing in his pants pocket. Seconds later, his pants were on fire. He said the pen melted through the fabric of his pants pocket and fell onto the van seat where it exploded. It went off like a rocket, he said. It was an almighty boom. Everybody froze. He said he ripped his pants off his legs, but the damage was already done. He said, I never felt anything like that before. So dangerous. It was excruciating pain. He says his leg was literally on fire. So co-workers helped him get the flames out. Imagine having to take off your pants, I mean, in front of everybody. And, I mean, oh, my gosh. That's, yeah. Hey, look, you do what you got to do. Man. So his coworkers got the flames out, made him go to the hospital. He was admitted to Queen Elizabeth Hospital and then transferred to Royal Victoria Infirmary in Newcastle. The melted fabric from his pants had to be peeled off the wounds. He did develop an infection. He had to wait for the infection to clear before he could get his skin graft, and he needed a skin graft. So he's happy. He has both legs. And there was a man in Texas. His vape pen exploded, but it severed his carotid artery, the artery that's supplying the brain, damaged his skull, so he died. Another man in Florida was killed when his device exploded and sent two pieces into his head. Then a 17-year-old, I think we talked about that on the show, his jaw exploded. And so the FDA has warned the vape pen explosions cause serious injury. But they don't know the causes of the incidents. And so they have to be very, very careful with what they blame or say or, I mean, that, you know, because everyone's like, okay, why are these things still on the market? Well, because, again, what exactly did this? Was it a American-made, FDA-approved device? Was it a company that you know, has been regulated by the U.S.? Did somebody buy a battery, you know, from overseas and then put into a cartridge that it wasn't designed for? So the problem we have, you know, with any sort of these things is just like with the Tide Pods, okay? Kids were swallowing Tide Pods or doing the stupid Tide Pod Challenge. But these pods, these detergent pods, are still out there. Why? Well, because if people do stupid, like drunk driving, like trying to light their farts on fire, you can't ban a product if somebody else is using them improperly. Like, remember people were sniffing glue or sniffing whiteout or doing whippets? You can't ban whipped cream, whiteouts, glue. You could make it harder for people to abuse. You could, restrict maybe access or require a company to put more warnings. But people do stupid with things all the time, or in the vape pen, per se, you know, well, I'm not going to use the company-approved batteries. I'm going to get something a little cheaper, or I'm going to use, who knows? So if somebody does something on their own, then there's not a lot, you know, the FDA could do. If, however, they do find a trend where something keeps happening to, you know, to a certain brand or whatever, then they can. But the FDA could get sued if they go, all right, all electronic cigarettes are outlawed. Everybody's going to be like, whoa, 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 what? And then it could get ugly. And so that's kind of why we just don't have a lot of movement on that. There's an anonymous donor that gave $25 million to Children's Hospital in Los Angeles, an anonymous donor. They're doing this to expand the CHLA Neurological Institute and the hospital's capacity for interventional radiology. And I think it's one of the biggest gifts that has ever been given to a hospital. They say this truly transformative gift comes at a time when demand is growing quickly, particularly among underserved children in Southern California, both for pediatric and neurological care, as well as interventional radiology's broad range of minimally invasive procedures. Okay, so what is interventional radiology? This is cool. So let's say you had a mass on your liver. In the olden days, you would have to be cut open. They would have to go in to take a sample of it and then close you back up, do a biopsy. If the biopsy comes back benign, okay, good, no harm done. If it's abnormal, then you have to go back in and have it removed. Well, the problem with going in and being cut open and operated on is there's high risks. So now a lot of interventional radiology, there's a slew of procedures, but, you know, they could actually, under X-ray or CT or ultrasound, biopsy things. And so it saves you from a lot of extra procedures, and they're minimally invasive. So this gift, I guess, helps, you know, expand their range on what they could do. And they say this is one of the largest single donations in the hospital's history. So the funds are going to go to build the Neurological Institute Outpatient Center. Hospital administration predicts that it's going to serve more than 31,000 patients a year by the year 2022. The hospital also said the donation will cover enhancements made to their interventional radiology capacity, including buying new technology and an overhaul of existing diagnostic and treatment space. So very, very cool. You know, I mean, when you look at these donations and you look at, you know, Anonymous, I mean, that's a lot of money to just give privately. And I told you there's a lot of religions, even in my religion, in Judaism, where if you're going to donate, it's called tzedakah. And there's varying degrees of ways to do good. Tzedakah is like doing good, altruism. And one of the ways you could donate, but is one of the least of those, like, seven levels of how to do this, how to help others. One of the least ways, it counts, but it's not the best way to do it, is where you make a big, huge, you know, press release and go, I am Dr. Smith. I am going to donate this. We're going to do this. We're going to, like, you see that a lot of time. You see, like, lawyers or doctors or whatever, they'll do that at, like, gaming events where everybody knows it's them. And so they basically get advertising. So basically it's advertising. Well, yeah, they're giving away something, but they're doing it for PR or advertising. Okay. Yeah, I we'll take it still, but it's not the highest level. The highest level, other levels, is you donate something, you don't care where it goes. You know, they see you donate it, drop it off. You're like, look, I don't care where you go, but, you know, here's some money. Or there's an anonymous donation. The people know it's anonymous. They know it's for them. The anonymous donor knows where it's going. Like in this particular case, this is kind of high up. But one of the highest ups is where you donate money anonymously and you don't know or care where it goes. And you're just donating it. So it means you have that much faith and it's going to go into the right direction. As opposed to you going, well, I really, really want to help this particular person. To me, I think it counts. I think it all counts. But I believe in Judaism, that's how they define the different levels of it. And so something like that, it's not so much based on the amount. It's based on the you getting secondary gain, or somebody knowing it's you, or you knowing who's getting it, sort of thing. Yeah. Look, if you want to donate, donate. I think it's a great idea. 1-877-DOC-SELLY.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.